Luke, a fantastic response after the feat at Maidstone on Monday.
Yeah, I felt the boys have worked hard all week. We knew the game plan for Dagenham today. We knew they'd have a lot of the ball, but we felt they had a few weaknesses, especially losing Bukard and Guttridge. And I'm pleased for the boys, mainly, because I felt they put in a shift this week and they've probably got their just rewards.
And coming to a side like Dagenham, who were relegated from League Two last year, speaks volume for the quality and the character of your side.
100%. You look at what's on the pitch and what we've got sitting in the stand. I've had to give the boys credit the last 2 weeks because we have lost a bit of pace, we have lost a bit of power, we have lost that influence of coming off the bench. But I look at today and I look at Angelo, I look at Morgan Ferry especially, that's just to name a couple. Femi again coming back to his old club, they've put in a performance that warrants the win.
And now having played sort of the top five or six sides in the division, I think it shows that we can compete with the very best in this league.
Oh, definitely. I feel that we do go and look to go away from home. We set up slightly different. I think we get rewards for that. We now go away to Barrow on Saturday and we've got a full week to go and work on bits, try and get a couple more. I'm hoping AJ will become available, which will give me a little bit more added influence coming off the bench. And we go there now with a little bit more of a pecker up. We've played four, unbeaten away from home. So now the boys got a big week ahead of them.
And Oliver Hawkins then was a big threat up front all afternoon, but the defence marshalled him well.
Yeah, Oliver, we know him very well from Hemel days, and it's all about his flick-ons and his gambling. We spoke about that in the training sessions throughout the week, and we knew that it was the second ball that was going to cause us a problem. When you're talking about Matt Payne and Joe De Vera, you got so much experience between the pair of them. They marshalled him so well, and I don't think he really had a threat on our goal.
And after getting the goal, good goal in the 49th minute through Morgan Ferrer, we nearly made the same mistake that happened up at Gateshead, gifting them an opportunity on goal. Luckily for us, he put it wide.
Yeah, no, you look at it, all the stats say when you score a goal, you're most likely to concede in the next 5 to 10 minutes. So we spoke about that on the halfway line, about switching on as a back four and a goalkeeper. But I felt we had a couple of more opportunities to go and make it 2 and 3. But for Kenny's finish towards the end was immaculate.
And how pleased were you with Morgan Ferrier's performance today, and obviously bringing in Jamie Lucas, it gives you further options?
100%. I think Morgan Ferrier's deservedly signed his deal now. I feel that he's had a period of time at the club where he's gone and worked hard, and he's gone from a non-contract to a contract player. You look at his header today, he's powerful, he's big and strong, he runs channels, he can link it, he keeps the ball, and he's got a bit between his teeth. I feel that he's got to prove people wrong. He's up at the next level now, and he's got an opportunity every game he plays to go and put the doubters, quiet them. In terms of Jamie Lucas coming in, he'll bring a lot more quality coming off the bench, and if he starts games, he's got goals in him, and he'll give me headaches, which are good though.
And early on in the game, you were forced into an early sub with Danny Woodall sustaining a knock to his head. Later on in the game, obviously, Aaron Cole came off with what looked like to a bang to the face. Is there any update on those two injuries?
Cooley, for me, I feel will be fine. It's a slight cut under his right eye. He'll be assessed by Megan, maybe a butterfly stitch or whatever. Woody, it's a different one because obviously he's had a knock to the head. He was visually wasn't seeing right. So that's a conversation with my physio come Monday.
And Kenny Davis' goal right on the stroke of the 90th minute. We know he can do that, and you know he's put it in the top bin.
He's looked stronger and stronger as he's played. I felt that he's had three 90s now under his belt. I felt he was very strong against Maidstone, dictated the game. And again today, I felt that he influenced it, and that's the Kenny Davis I know. I think we're seeing what he brought to Braintree last year, the experiences, the understanding, and his goal topped off his performance today.
And a word for the Wood Army today, they sang throughout the game and really got behind the side.
That's superb. There's a great number of supporters, but always when we travel away from home especially, they bring their voice. I felt they outsang Dagenham early on. It was nice to obviously give them 3 points to go home with.
And you've got a week now to prepare for the long trip to Barrow. What do you expect from a Barrow side?
He's brought in a lot of quality. I think he's recruited very well this year, and I don't know how they got onto that. I believe they drew 1-1 against Bromley, but it's going to be tough. We know what they're about. I know what Paul Cox is about as a manager, but I have a luxury now of all week to work on where we feel their weaknesses are and where we can exploit, and we go away from home unbeaten, so hopefully we can come back with something positive.
Thanks, Luke, and congratulations on 3 points.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.